Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m., currently 90 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Heat index at around 100 to 103. East winds at 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight with a low of 73 degrees. And a sunny day expected for Thursday with a high of 94. Coming up at 4 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News, Judith Merriweather will join us at around 3:30. For this 9/11 occasion, remembering back 18 years ago when this originally occurred, you know, we weren't playing music here on KRVS, just pretty much following NPR's coverage of the events for, seems like around 2 weeks after the 9/11 2001 event that we actually returned to playing music. So here we are on the 18th anniversary of that day that we all remember so well. To take us up to 3:30, we're going to listen to a performance by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Donald Runicles and featuring soprano Christine Brewer. This is the second and third movement of Goretzky's Symphony No. 3, Opus 36, the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. Thank you. Donald Runicles conducted the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra featuring soprano Christine Brewer and a performance of the second and third movements of Goretzky's Symphony No. 3, Opus 36, Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. Just about 28 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, you're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Time to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, Susie Guattardi, who is the